Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 8, Chapter 4, which is entitled Gajendra Returns to the Spiritual World, text number 14 onwards. Etat Maharaja Tava Irita Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajarajamokshanam Swargyam Yashasyam Kalikalmasafam Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhava Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashasyam Kalikalma Shapaham Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashasyam Kalikalma Shapaham Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashasyam Kalikalma Shapaham Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhava Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashasyam Kalikalma Shapaham Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashasyam Kalmikalma Shapaham Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashasyam Kalikalma Sapaham Matajis. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Etat This Maharaja, O King Parikshit, Tava unto you, Irita described Maya by me, Krishna Anubhava, the unlimited potency of Lord Krishna, by which he can deliver a devotee. Gajaraja Mokshanam, delivering the king of the elephants. Swargyam, giving elevation to higher planetary systems. Yashasyam, increasing one's reputation as a devotee. Kali Kalmasha Apaham, diminishing the contamination of the Kali Yuga. Dusvapnanasham, counteracting the causes of bad dreams. Kuru Varya, O best among the Kurus. Srinvatam, of persons who hear this narration. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear King Parikshit, I have now described the wonderful power of Krishna as displayed when the Lord delivered the king of the elephants. O best of the Kuru dynasty, those who hear this narration become fit to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Simply because of hearing this narration, they gain a reputation as devotees. They are unaffected by the contamination of Kali Yuga and they never see bad dreams. Text 15, we read the translation. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and in particular the Brahman Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is without deviation to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. Purport. Every verse in the Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, is a Vedic mantra. Here the words Yathanu Kirtayanti are used to recommend that this literature to be presented as it is. Unscrupulous persons, however, deviate from the actual narration and interpret the text in their own way with grammatical jugglery. Such deviations are to be avoided. This is a Vedic injunction supported by Sukadev Goswami, one of the Mahajans or authorities. He says, Yathanu Kirtayanti, one should recite the mantra as it is, without deviation. For then one will be eligible to rise to the platform of all good fortune. Sukadev Goswami especially recommends that those who are Brahmanas, Shuchayah, recite all these mantras after rising from bed in the morning. Because of sinful activities at night, we have bad dreams, which are very troublesome. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhishthir was obliged to see hell because of a slight deviation from devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, duswapna, bad dreams, occur because of sinful activities. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as a disciple, and to counteract the sinful reactions, he accepts from the disciples, he has to see a bad dream. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he accepts this troublesome business for the deliverance of the victims of Kali Yuga. After initiation, therefore, a disciple should be extremely careful not to commit again any sinful act that might cause difficulties for himself and the spiritual master. Before the deity, before the fire, before the spiritual master, and before the Vaishnavas, the honest disciple promises to refrain from all sinful activity. Therefore, he must not again commit sinful activities and thus create a troublesome situation. We'll also read further verses till the end of this chapter because there are no purports to these verses. Now, text number 16, translation. O best of the Kuru dynasty, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul of everyone, being thus pleased, addressed Gajendra in the presence of everyone there. He spoke the following blessings. Text number 17 through 24. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, freed from all sinful reactions are those who rise from bed at the end of night, early in the morning, and fully concentrate their minds with great attention upon my form. Upon my form, your form, this lake, this mountain, the caves, the gardens, the cane plants, the bamboo plants, the celestial trees, the residential quarters of me, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the three peaks of Trikuta mountain made of gold, silver and iron, my very pleasing abode, the ocean of milk, the white island Shvetadeep, which is always brilliant with spiritual rays, my mark of Shrivatsa, the Kaustubha gem, my Vajayanti garland, my club Komodaki, my Sudarshan disc and Panchajanya conch shell, my bearer Garuda, the king of birds, my bed Sheshanag, my expansion of energy, the goddess of fortune, Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, Prahlad, my incarnations like Matsya, Kurma and Varaha, my unlimited all auspicious activities which yield piety to he who hears them, the sun, the moon, fire, the mantra Omkar, the absolute truth, the total material energy, the cows and the brahmanas, devotional service, the wives of Soma and Kashyapa, who are all daughters of King Daksha, the rivers Ganges, Saraswati, Nanda and Yamuna, the elephant Airavat, Dhruva Maharaj, the seven rishis and the pious human beings. Text number 25th. Translation. My dear devotee, unto those who rise from bed at the end of night and offer me the prayers offered by you, I give an eternal residence in the spiritual world at the end of their lives. Text number 26th. Translation. Shukdev Goswami continued. After giving this instruction, the Lord, who is known as Rishikesh, bugled with his Panchajanya council, in this way pleasing all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma. Then he mounted the back of his carrier Garuda. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 8th canto, 4th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Gajendra Returns to the Spiritual World. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Larita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda श्रियाद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम। Text 15 translation. Therefore, after getting up from the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and in particular the Brahman Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is, without deviation, to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. Hare Krishna. I like to seek blessings of all devotees here and because the topic is very specific and some I was told last minute, so I try to do some justice. The topic of dreams, so one time I remember that Radha Gopinath was giving a class and he was mentioning this point that one who renders devotional service to Krishna returns to Krishna never to come again. So there was one boy in the class who asked Prabhuji's question that what is the guarantee that we will not come back again? Krishna promises that once we go we don't come, but we have come from the same place. So what is the guarantee that once we return we never come back again? So Radha Gopinath gave a wonderful example, very relevant to all our lives. He mentioned that sometimes we see a bad dream in the night and we are very horrified, frightened. Sometimes we shout loudly also in the night because of the dream. So when we get up, we are so frightened, we are so horrified, we don't want to see the dream again. Do we plan, do we pray to Krishna that let the dream come again next night? In fact, next night, if the remnants of the dream is still there, we pray to Krishna that let that dream not come. Similarly, Prabhu mentioned that once you return to the spiritual world, you will see back that the whole experience was a bad dream. And once you go, you don't want to experience that bad dream again. And therefore, bad dreams are not good, definitely. One time Srila Prabhupada was questioned, actually. One boy came to Los Angeles and asked, Srila Prabhupada, what is your opinion about bad dreams? And Prabhupada says, all dreams are bad, whether night dream or day dream. So Prabhupada took the whole question philosophically. And Prabhupada said that night dream is illusion because you forget who you are. And even the day dream, when you are a bodily concept of life, you are an illusion. You think that you are this body and you are working for this body. That also is a dreaming. Of course, that dream lasts for a long time and we enjoy that dream. But Prabhupada is mentioning that both dreams are wrong, both dreams are bad, as long as we don't come to the real concept of the spiritual understanding of who we are. So Prabhupada is mentioning that when you sleep, you forget. And Prabhupada is explaining that how even daydreaming is, even our current life in bodily concept is also dreaming. Prabhupada mentions that when you sleep, you forget who you are. And then when you get up, you forget what you dreamt. So at all stages you keep forgetting and therefore both are illusion. So therefore in this age of Kali Yuga we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates, they are all coming and they are waking us up. This wonderful bhajan is there. Jiva jago, Gaura Chandra bole, Koto Nidra, Jao Maya, Pisha Chira kole. Wake up sleeping souls, wake up sleeping souls. Why? Because we are all sleeping. During daytime also we are sleeping and night also we are sleeping. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and saying, take this holy name, Enechi Aushadi Maya Nashibaro Lage, Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Mage. So this Mahamantra which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got has descended here, the holy name has come to eradicate our sleep. But how fortunate we are that we sleep during chanting. So, I remember our Sudhamapu sitting behind there. He mentions in his holy name seminar that he gives analysis, why do devotees sleep in chanting? And he mentions that all our acharyas have compared the chanting to be like nectar, very sweet. And it's our experience that if you take very heavy prasad in the night, especially very heavy sweets, nectarian sweets, and we take many helpings, then the morning by default we get up late, or if we are getting early in the morning and chanting, then while chanting we sleep because of heavy stomach. So he was analyzing, Prabhuji, that when you chant Hare Krishna and when you don't pronounce properly the holy name, or when you eat the words Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Ram, like that, when you eat some words, so what you are eating? Hari Ram. You are eating a sweet. So when you eat sweet, what happens? Sleep comes. So therefore, it's an unfortunate situation that we have to even not able to take this holy name which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got. Srila Prabhupada was again questioned by that boy that, Prabhupada, you are saying that bad dream is, my question is that bad dream may be not good. What about good dreams, like devotees coming in the dream or a spiritual master coming in the dream? So we find sometimes that definitely we don't appreciate bad dreams, but many times we see that we are very happy when we see some good dream about some devotee or spiritual master, we are enlivened. And we see in scriptures that many times Lord has instructed His pure devotees through dreams. So many examples are there. We have the example of Shripad Madhavendra Puri, who was instructed by Lord Srinathji or Lord Gopal in a dream that please go and get Chandan for me, I am feeling very hot. And previously also he was instructed in the dream that he should go and find me here near Govardhan. Shripad Madhavendra Puri would never slept much, but for a dream to come, Lord made him sleep. So you find Lord entering into someone's dream and instructing him. In Jagannath Puri we find so many devotees getting dream. We find the same as example of the story of Khaja, where the devotee, he gets a dream and Lord Jagannath is giving a recipe of the Khaja. Prepare this for me and serve me. And then we see Navdeep Dham, our Jagannath temple is there, ISKCON Jagannath temple. The whole story began by Jagdish Ganguly getting a dream that since you are not able to come to Jagannath Puri, you will find me here in Navdeep. So many times Krishna comes in a dream and reveals. Like recently, Anand Mohan Prabhu had come from Kolkata and he was narrating very very nice pastime of Jagannath. He was mentioning that somewhere in Bengal there is one village called as Mahesh. So there one devotee was staying. His name was Kamalakar Pippalai. This devotee's name is also coming in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was very close associate of Lord Chaitanya, but he was blind by birth. So Kamalakar Pippalai would regularly, with the help of devotees, go to Puri to attend the Rath Yatra there and meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one particular year he could not go because there were not many devotees going from that village. So he was crying a lot, he was thinking that I am so unfortunate, I am so fallen that I am not able to visit Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra. So that night he got a dream of Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath told him, don't worry, you want to come to my Rath Yatra? I will myself come with the Rath Yatra there in your village, Mahesh village. And tomorrow morning when you go to take bath, you will see a log of wood, Daru Brahma, which will come and eat you. So make deities of those wood and every year you perform your own Rath Yatra. And I promise you, your Rath Yatra will become very popular like Jagannath Rath Yatra. So even today after 500 years, there is something called as Mahesh Rath, which is very popular. I have never heard about it, but devotees who are staying in Bengal may appreciate this, that Mahesh Rath is very popular. Every year there is Rath Yatra and thousands of people come and participate in the Rath Yatra just to commemorate the pastime of Jagannath revealing to his devotee. So Lord Jagannath is very mystical. Recently, some years ago, just before the Rath Yatra, one day before Rath Yatra in the night, Lord Jagannath also came in a dream of one police officer and told him that under my Rath there is a bomb. So you go there exactly under this column and you will find the device there and you plug out this particular color of wire. Then you come back again next day after, and during the rath you go and sleep again in the afternoon, and I will reveal you who put the bomb there. The police officer is not supposed to sleep during the rath yatra time. He is on duty, but he had to sleep because Jagannath was going to reveal something to him. So he went there and he saw exactly a device there, and then he plucked out one wire which Jagannath had told him, and he said that bomb was diffused. But he did not reveal to anyone that a bomb was there, because he wanted to catch those criminals. So the next day when the Rath Yatra was going on, he went and slept. And Lord Jagannath again came in his dream and told him that go to this place, will not mention what place, it is beyond this class. A particular religious people are there in that place, and catch them there. So this police officer went with all of his constables, and indeed they were there, and they were unhappy that their plan was spoiled, and police officers caught them. So this is about Lord Jagannath's dream. So such dreams are also there, where Jagannath is coming in dream, devotees are coming in dream. And Srila Prabhupada also had dreams. Prabhupada mentions about his spiritual master coming in his dream and telling him, take sannyas. Srila Prabhupada, he humbly mentions that he was horrified when he heard that his spiritual master is instructing him to take sannyas. And two times Srila Prabhupada got this dream. But Srila Prabhupada, in humility, did not much put relevance, put emphasis on the dream, till his god brother, Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj, told him that he should take sannyas. And then Prabhupada saw that actually my spiritual master is now lively speaking through a sadhu. So Prabhupada is here, when asked what about good dreams, Prabhupada says that dream is actually not good. Because for dream, you have to sleep. And Prabhupada says sleeping is not good in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says when you sleep too much, you get dreams. So Prabhupada is trying to establish a fact through Guru Shishya Parampara that Vaishnavas do not put much emphasis on instructions to dreams. They put emphasis on instructions received directly from Guru Sadhu and Shastra. And if it's confirming the dream is confirmed by Guru Sadhu Shastra, then they accept it. Otherwise what will happen, we will all get crazy dreams and we consider it as revelation from the Lord. Maybe sometimes Krishna will come in our dream and said, we may say that, oh, Krishna has told not to come for Mangalarti, or Krishna has told me to chant only 15 rounds. So strange things may happen in our spiritual life. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada as an Acharya was proving the point that whatever dream it may be, it is not relevant, because most important is that we take to Krishna consciousness and spend less time in illusion and more time in knowledge, acting on the platform of spirit soul. So Prabhupada also mentioned that we all are living in a daydream, and in a daydream we are building our own castles, we are building our empires, and just like sometimes children, they build castles, sand castles on the beach. And they become so much attached to the sand castles. And the parents say, come home now. But they don't want to come home because they are so attached. But the parents know that high tide will come and the castle will be destroyed. So the high tide comes, the castle is destroyed, the children are crying and the parents are laughing. And Prabhupada says the parents are laughing, but the sadhus are laughing at the parents, that one day it will happen to your life also. Your castles, which are built in the material world, they will also get destroyed. So this is also a dreaming. This is a longer dream, Prabhupada says. And the only reality is the holy name, which is the only shelter for all of us. In fact, I was reading an article about holy name, and the article mentioned that how this is the age of people wanting everything portable, which you can carry easily. Previously there were transistors and big radios and big computers, then laptops and now palm tops, now iPods. Smaller it is, more portable it is. So in Kali Yuga, which is the age of portable things, Lord has come in a very portable form, the holy name. You can carry Lord anywhere. So this is the glory of the holy name, which all of us can carry always and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. Recently, the BTA devotees and Gaurangpur had gone to Hampi, and I also got a chance to go there. And Gaurangpur was mentioning in his class that here at Hampi, which is the the place of Vijayanagara Empire, we can see the opulence of Krishna as time. Because Vijayanagara Empire at one time, 800 to 900 years ago, was a very flourishing kingdom, well known all over the world. People would come from various parts of the world to trade with Krishna Devaraya. And today if you go there, just simple ruins, nothing else. So time factor is so strong that all our dreams, people want to fulfill their dreams and wishes, but all those dreams will be destroyed in due course of time. And what will remain only just names, nothing will remain. So all these people who were there at that time, those who were practicing Krishna consciousness, they got benefit of the Krishna consciousness. They could not take anything with them. So we can see that if you want to come over the illusion, and if you want to come over the real, the bad dream, which you are living, thinking that we are this body, then here also here Sukadeva Goswami is urging that we should recite the prayers of Gajendra. Because Gajendra also was living in a dream world near Trikuta mountain. And then suddenly he was caught in the grasp of a crocodile. So he came out of that dream by chanting prayers to Lord Vishnu. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying that if you want to come out of this bad dream, then we have to take shelter of Lord's holy name, Lord's holy form and Lord's holy pastimes. Srila Prabhupada was in Aligarh once, and Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture, Hindi lecture, in the house of a very prominent industrialist. And Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that our Prime Minister of India has put up a slogan